Welcome to The Ether. Today is Friday, February 4th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes and check them out online at WeFund.app. Terra Spaces appreciates the support of all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, we have the Outlet Finance Community Call. Let's take a listen.
Hey, everyone. We're just going to let this room fill up. Thanks so much for coming to the first Outlet call that we're having on Twitter instead of our Discord as usual. Hang on, just wait for our guests to kind of come up on board. One moment here. Let me just ping him as well. How's everyone doing today? Well, I guess we really can't chat on this. But hang on one second. Let me just ping him on Discord. So what we're about to do here essentially is what we've been doing on Discord a little bit more. Matt is complex. Okay. All right. So Matt is complex. Can you request to speak? And then we can kind of just get started a little bit more formally. But essentially, as I was saying, we've been doing a lot of these calls recently every Friday in our Discord. And we wanted to do one on Twitter to see how things kind of go. Lately, we've been experiencing around 150, 200 people showing up to these calls on Discord. Be curious to see how things go here. So, awesome. All right, hang on. Let's get Matt is complex up here. Oh, here it is. Here it is. All right, Matt's coming up. And then we can officially start. So, essentially, as I was saying before, this is an event we were doing in our Discord where we kind of casually talk to some users and figure out how Outlet is fitting in within their lives and how we can kind of better improve the app. Not only that, but how some of our users can understand, you know, how positive of an effect DeFi and crypto really has on people's lives. So Matt has been using the app for some time. I'll let him kind of describe his story, but we're going to do this. We're going to do a casual user interview that we've been kind of doing. And then we're going to go into an Ask Me Anything session about Outlet, kind of what's going on with the product and kind of the phase that we're in currently as we roll out direct Terra integrations and do a bunch of other exciting things. So without further ado, I'm going to let Matt kind of introduce himself and maybe we can just get started there. So Matt, if you were listening in on the other calls, feel free to kind of chat a little bit about yourself, your background, maybe how you came across Outlet, and maybe how long you've been using the app, perhaps.
All right. Hey, Pat, can you hear me?
I sure can.
All right. Awesome. So my name is Matt, and I've actually only been an Outlet user for about a month and a half now. And it's kind of based on my New Year's resolutions, trying to finally figure out a way to build up my savings. I'm almost 40, I'm 38 and some change. And up to this point, I have absolutely no savings. And every time I get paid, I just have been blowing it. I have no idea where the money was going. So as part of my resolution, as I was saying, I decided I was going to try to figure out a way to start that process. So, you know, if I ever do want to retire, I can actually do that. So I was looking around for different savings accounts and like IRA and looking what my employer had to offer. And everything that I came across, the interest was really, really small. In fact, I had for all of last year and, you know, years before that too, had savings accounts where I put a little bit in, but as I saved it for a year or so, I realized that the interest was adding up to pretty much nothing, which would usually end up with me like cashing it all out and then spending it on what I needed and not really thinking about those future things. But since I've joined Outlet in just the past month and a half, the interest that I've gotten from the amount of money that I put in, which hasn't been much, but, you know, about $1,500, you know, that interest, $4 or $5 that I've gotten so far is enough to keep me motivated to build up my savings and not take money out. So that's really where I'm coming from is being someone who's not really familiar with savings, but being really disappointed with what was out there. And finally finding something that I see enough of return on to say, hey, yeah, I can commit to this every year, every paycheck. And also what this kind of encouraged me to do was to budget for my entire year and figure out where I can cut costs and figure out where all my extra money was going. I canceled a bunch of subscription services just so I could find that extra bit of money, and I budgeted for myself for every paycheck, which I've never really ever done. So I figured out a way to budget about 30% of my income for the entire year towards savings, which I know is going to continue to grow, and it may even give me the opportunity to retire early. So I know that was kind of a long introduction and story, but I wanted to put all that out there. So go ahead, Pat.
No, that is so awesome, right? And I think like a lot of people maybe in this chat don't realize that a lot of people just generally do not save or invest, and it's no fault of them. It just feels like now there's products out there that allow people, you know, such as Outlet, right, to really focus on what they want to do instead of worrying about their finances necessarily, you know. And I think that's really where Outlet fits in with a lot of people's lives. It's awesome that you're using the app, and like, you know, it feels like, or it sounds kind of like Outlet really got you started, or at least helped you get started, really down this new path to FIRE. If you're familiar with that whole movement, right? Financial independence, retire early. I think a lot of our users are really involved, or believe in that movement, essentially.
See, honestly, I've never heard of that. I just know that whenever I've looked at products that were similar, there was either way too much risk or far too much complexity. And then also not being able to touch your money or really even see what was happening with your growth. It always just scared me away. So Outlet was the first one that I came across where I was like, this makes sense. And this is something that I can do. And I can, you know, it's very transparent, especially with that counter up there. So I open up the app a couple of times a day just to look at the counter, count up my, you know, that interest amount. So yeah, and I looked at different products that were kind of similar, but the like the fees that they would come with, or the transaction fees, or the inability to touch funds for 6 months or a year meant that I could possibly do it, but then there's this chance where I'm investing too much and then all that money is inaccessible when I need it. So yeah, that's why I settled on Outlet. I'm really happy with it. Really am.
That's awesome, man. And I'm so happy to hear that. You know, there's a lot of different ways to kind of earn a yield on your money, right? You know, I'm curious what before really stopped you from saving or investing? Was it, you know, anything in particular?
So I guess the main thing has been my high interest savings account, which was like 0.01% interest, APR or something like that, something ridiculous where after at the end of the year, I maybe had $1.50 from all that savings. That was really discouraging. So I thought, oh, I'll figure out another way. Maybe I'll put some money in a mattress because at least I know it'll be there. So yeah, that's kind of what it is.
That's crazy. So Owlet paid you more in a month and a half already than these other accounts. That's awesome, actually.
Yeah, like three times.
That's so cool. Cool, man. Well, I'm curious, generally, if you have any feedback on what it is that we're kind of doing, right? Are you coming to Owlet as a complete novice to crypto, or are you, invested in other crypto currencies? I would love to know.
Well, I'm pretty much a novice. I have bought some Bitcoin way back when and taken it out. And then a couple of other times I've bought cryptocurrency and lost it all just from the shrinking of that specific coin. So yeah, right now this is my only source of it, and it's the most stable that I've found. I'm really happy with it.
That's awesome, man. I'm so happy to hear that, Matt. So cool. I'm curious, if anyone from the community maybe has any types of questions, maybe we can. So just FYI, I do not know Matt. There is no background here. Matt, actually, well, how this conversation came about, right? We've been doing this as I said, every Friday, through our Discord. I asked community members if they would love to share their experience with Owlet. And that is how I met Matt. So if anyone else has any types of questions that they would love to ask, maybe that would be a good time. Maybe if not, then we can kind of move into the AMA in the next kind of 10, 15 minutes or so, and we can kind of wrap things up. I see the reason why I'm asking this as well is I see a lot of people have requested to actually speak. So maybe it's a good idea to let someone speak. Would anyone specifically like to chat? How about VLTR crypto? Is there anything that you would like to ask or say? Okay, looks like he's connecting for a while. How's it going? I also invited Issa and Kevin McAllister. Do you guys have anything that you would like to share or ask?
Hey, what's up, man? Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Hey, dude. Yeah, I just want to first of all say I appreciate everything that you're doing. I think the off-ramp for Terra in particular is really, really important, something that I'm looking forward to. Being someone from the UK in particular, the first application that's able to offer that to me, I'm all over it and I'll be committed. So I'm curious to ask, because I've seen other apps say that they're going to bring out cards to the UK, and I know that's part of your roadmap as well. Is there delays, or is it taking a while because of regulatory issues, or are there legal boundaries that you need to cross? Like, I'm just curious to ask, like, what's going on with that? Do you have information that you could share on that?
Yeah, well, I mean, the reason why we're starting in the United States is because we are from the U.S. So for that reason, for like Owlet specifically, it makes sense. We are going to be launching debit cards and the Owlet product globally in Q3. UK and Europe is definitely going to be a target area for launch. Although I don't have like exact confirmation of like an exact date or month. Q3 is the target date for the Owlet launch, launch globally, essentially.
That makes sense. Yeah, I'm happy to be patient for it, like take as long as it needs to be ultimately. And like just seeing that Twitter video that you guys posted of the first purchase on the card, that is just an absolute moment in history. It really is. And to tell you what, the first time I'm able to make a purchase with UST or GBT perhaps, then that's, I'm never going to forget that. You know, this is genuinely the future, being able to give the same equal financial opportunities to everyone, no matter where you are in the world, is something that I'm fully behind. And that's exactly why I'm behind Terra. And I'm just looking forward to seeing what you guys do. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much for sharing that and coming on, man. I think so too. We're super excited for what we're doing. We want to support Terra and other decentralized communities as best that we can. And we want to get everyone here right on direct deposit with us, so that, you too can power your lives through UST and other stable coins. But mainly we're here for UST and Terra at the moment. and we're super excited about Terra. So there's a couple other people on here right now. I think, Kevin, you can also speak if you would like to share something.
Hey, thank you, Pat. Yeah, I'm really excited about these debit cards that are allowing us to earn DeFi yield on a spendable debit account. I think it's just really cool. And I'm kind of new to it all, so I'm wondering, to me it sounds like we're fund the account with UST, and then at some point that has to get swapped for USD, US dollars. And I'm wondering if what the fees are like for that process. Like, will $10 of UST be roughly $10 of USD spending power?
Yeah, especially if you're using it on a card forever, it will be a one-to-one equivalent. There may be on and off ramp fees at some point in the future, definitely not for UST, but for like other assets such as Luna, perhaps there will be, because those come with purchase fees. But the whole point of Outlet is to go seamlessly from your bank account to USC. And we're thinking right now that should be an entirely free process. So to go back and from UST will be free. The advantage to actually going on direct deposit with us and allowing us to be your actual bank is that you will no longer have a 5-day ACH transfer period of time. So for example, if you have like, let's say your current situation is you're on-ramping to Terra through an exchange, right? You have a bank account. That bank needs to ACH to that exchange. That exchange has to then, you know, get your money into Terra somehow and inevitably end up in that DeFi app, right? Or in your wallet. So you got to take it off exchange. With Outlet, if you allow us to be your bank, that entire process goes down to a transaction time of a single block, and it's free. So you no longer have to wait for a 5-day ACH. The ACH will be instant between your bank account and your crypto wallet. And this is where the lines start to get really blurred as to what is fiat and what's crypto, right? So both of these financial systems will really work seamlessly together through the Outlet app. And I think that's why this is going to be a really compelling product for you to direct deposit into versus any other card or similar product out there.
Wow, yeah, that sounds incredible. Thank you.
No, thank you, Kevin. Okay, I'm gonna allow some other people on here. A lot of people requested to speak, I see. So the first one that I see is AJ, aka the Great One. And I'm gonna allow CryptoKing.ust up here as well while he's loading.
Hey, just checking if you can hear me.
I sure can.
Awesome.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good, man. I'm a big time Luna investor. Big hopes for this, you know, this and Terra money and crypto in general and stuff. But you just mentioned about being like sort of like a bank. Is there any sort of consumer protection that, you know, the traditional fiat banks offer as far as fraud and, you know, basically just securing your funds and stuff like that? What is that going to look like as far as fraudulent charges and stuff?
Yeah, so that is a great question. So on like the traditional side, this is going to be an actual FDIC insured bank account, right? So any type of risk mitigation, consumer protection that you see on the traditional side is going to be taken care of just like any other bank would, right? We're meeting those same regulations. And on this DeFi side, right, obviously there are different risks involved in investing in these markets. And I think what's interesting about Outlet is we're working with a team and a group and a protocol that is called Phase.money. Phase is yet to be released. It is the number one concern for, people who are using the Outlet app is what is protecting their funds. And the plan is to go directly into Anchor Protocol, right? So to answer that, is the same exact parameters that are protecting your funds on Anchor, right, are going to be protecting them through Outlet at first. But what's unique is the Phase protocol. Phase is a protocol that is built to manage your money similar to how the FDIC would. So how the FDIC protects users' money against banks, Phase is there to protect users' money against consumer risk and DeFi, right? If we look onto what's going on in Ethereum, I think the actual statistic is just under 2% of all money invested in DeFi was stolen through DeFi hacks. And what good is a couple more percentage interest if 100% of your funds are at risk? You know, is what also I think your question really is, right? What good is this if there's nothing protecting you? And you know, the answer is Phase. So you're going to see some more information on Phase and the team behind it and what's going on with that. But I'm very excited about it. And I think it's going to be the best DAO on Terra just to, as the moment it launches, quite frankly. You know, we're really excited about it. I think a lot of people are going to be interested in what we're doing. This whole community is going to be supported, I think, from Phase, hopefully. So we'll see on things like that. But you'll see how things advance in the future with like the consumer protection side on DeFi through Phase. I think it's very fascinating.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Very excited.
Thank you.
Hey, good day.
What's up, AJ?
Yeah, I've been a long time Outlet customer, and just wondering when the actual like physical debit cards are gonna start rolling out.
That is a great question. So actually, I'm happy that you brought that up. There are users with the physical debit card at this moment. During our last call, our last like call on Friday, we handed out some debit cards. Some users should be getting them or had them by now. What's happening is we're rolling this out through a beta program so that we actually have all bugs kind of cleared out in the app. And at that point, all users will get them. I think that these cards will be rolled out to all users though in the next few weeks.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Is there some way to find out whether my card was sent out or?
If you did not get a message from us, your card was not sent out yet. So you had to attend the last event and fill out the form. And we sent out this email to quite a few people already.
Okay.
But well, in the next few weeks.
I was a beta user and then just stopped hearing about the card. And then for a while, my card wasn't in the app, so I didn't know what I could use and where I could use it. So just wondering about that.
Okay, yeah. Well, if you're in the beta program, then I would definitely recommend getting in contact with our support team, and we can figure out what's going on. But there was a slight pause in the ability to like go from a virtual only card to a physical card. That flow is just was incomplete. Now it is. So if you get back in touch with our support, we can absolutely get you back on and get started in the physical card beta and send you one probably even today.
Okay. So I should call today even?
Yeah. If you just message us in app, that would also be good. You can call too as well.
Thanks.
Thank you, AJ.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, how's it going?
I think I still have access to talk. I just had my mic muted. But I have a question about the consumer protection. But the last gentleman was talking about, you know, the cards, obviously, but that piqued my interest for, is that going to be compatible with Apple Pay at any point?
Yeah, it is entirely compatible with Apple Pay. Yes, that is a great question. So you can use this card anywhere MasterCard is accepted, such as Apple Pay, you know, PayPal, other popular payment apps. It's really up to your discretion as to where this money goes. You can even use this on different bill pay websites if they accept cards, et cetera. You know, it really anywhere MasterCard is accepted. So you can do things like Venmo, et cetera, right? It really doesn't matter. You can get complete access to TradFi through this. All right, so I'm going to let a couple more people up here who seem to be waiting. And I apologize about that. So we're going to get Derelict Life, and we're going to get Venkata. If you guys have questions, feel free to chat, and I would love to hear. Or any comments at all.
Hey, Pat. This is Venkata. Thanks for the opportunity. Hey, it's interesting the journey, how Outlet is taking us into the next generation of financing. My question is about, like, you know, it's all good that you are allowing direct deposits and everything in the future. How about the feature, like, you know, let's say I want to pay my mortgage bill or maybe other bills using Outlet, like a regular bank?
Not by yeah, that is a great, absolutely. No, I totally understand. So you will be able to do this. We are, again, launching FDIC-insured accounts. So imagine, like, the seamless transaction of going from fiat and crypto and back and forth, like, within a couple seconds, right? So this AUST or UST, whatever, can go and pay your mortgage through the FDIC-insured bank account through a matter of seconds. All it's going to take is a single block, right? For the sell order to hit. So that's kind of like what's unique here. So you will effectively be able to do that. It will feel like you're doing it directly from UST, but obviously, you know, it's going from UST to through this bank account to the mortgage company here in America, right? Or whatever country in the future. But right now we're really focused on America.
Thank you so much, Pat.
Thank you. That was a great question. I think a lot of people, right, they want to run their lives through UST and other stable coins. And really, that's what we want to specialize in as a company, right? We want to be this direct deposit solution for anyone to kind of come on board and just run their lives through UST. So I just invited the Texan Trader and Luna Rick as well. You guys can feel free to chat. And answer or ask any type of questions, and I'll happily answer.
Hey, it's your favorite bull again. Question for you. I know that I always ask you the insurance questions because I'm very excited about that. Can you maybe elaborate how it'll be different from, let's say, the current insurances on the Anchor protocol right now? And are you guys developing is it in partnership?
Yes. So it's a bit of a partnership. We're also developing ourselves. So how this is different is essentially this is a very unique take on protocol-owned liquidity, right? So if you're familiar with protocol and liquidity projects, I know they kind of have a bad rep. But there's one thing that they do, or at least at this moment, due to Wonderland, I think, like the insiders. But I think the project phase is going to solve a lot of that by having a lot of public figures actually involved in the project. In the multi-sig and what's going on, including myself. I'll be one of the core people involved in it in Phase. But Phase is essentially a protocol-owned liquidity project that is meant to, instead of just pump a pointless coin, it is meant to keep a stablecoin vault safe and secure. And this will effectively back funds on Outlet. Outlet will be using the stablecoin vault and strategy there. So while users and other LPs, right, they can get this token, the Phase token, for a discount and mint it. That then, right, this liquidity, right, is owned by the protocol, right? What happens with it? If the stablecoin vault faces any type of loss, Phase will be able to cover it through this protocol-owned liquidity. And that's kind of the point of the protocol. Whereas a lot of other protocols, like just to call out one, to be honest, I think Nexus Mutual will never pay on claims. They've only paid on two when, you know, they should be paying on all of those claims. If that's what they do is smart contract insurance. This is going to be, or Phase is going to be a catch-all solution and work very similar to what the FDIC would, right? Protecting consumers from all risks involved in these new markets. Instead of, you know, just whenever they want, you know, calling out Nexus Mutual, essentially.
That's pretty interesting. So you're building up a treasury for insurance in that case.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, exactly.
And how would, explain to someone who's not as smooth-brained as you, tell me like I'm five, if I were to make a claim, how does that work in a DAO?
Yeah, so if the stablecoin vault hits anything less than the promised pool, right? Let's just say something catastrophic happens to Anchor in some type of matter, right? To start, obviously, you know, throughout time, this vault would be diversified, right? But say something happens to Anchor, right? And we have all this protocol on liquidity, right? Through fundraising, through minting this token, you can stake and join the DAO. But essentially, this protocol, this money that we now have, right? When users minted, essentially now backs the vault. So if the vault faces any type of loss, we will take these LP tokens, this UST, this Luna, and pay back depositors in the Outlet app, right? Or other stablecoin vault users. But the point of this is to control, not maybe control isn't the right word, but to essentially secure UST and other decentralized stablecoins for normal people, right? That is the goal of Outlet and the app. And I think it works really well with Phase and what we're trying to do there. It works really simultaneously. And it's going to provide users with full coverage in a unique way and give the Outlet app a really unfair advantage to actually win direct deposit relationships. And that's what we're after and what's kind of going on. But, you know, for the too long didn't read, right? Like really quick, we're taking this protocol on liquidity through LP tokens, Luna, UST, other really nice tokens. Essentially, we're taking those. Anytime there's a loss in the stablecoin vault, we just pay it forward from the LP and other really good tokens that we're asking for our tokens at a discount for Phase tokens. And that's how that would essentially work. And you can stake these Phase tokens for different types of rewards, similar to Ohm, but in a different way. It'll have slightly different token economics that are less Ponzi, like less number off the screen type of APY, but it'll be a solid project. Well, yeah, I honestly think
it's not just number go up DAO.
Yeah, exactly. We're trying to really give some good token economics to Luna. Just the Terra ecosystem generally, right? Obviously, it's gonna provide a lot of value, par value to Luna, burn some UST. Mint UST, burn Luna, provide a lot of like par value to Luna.
Just buy it. Part of the ecosystem in itself.
Yeah, and I think that's why we're trying.
It's almost
to build
like a reserve currency.
Exactly, it's its own reserve currency in a way, right? It's its own ecosystem. The token economics for it are going to be different. I think Phase is going to be launching to the public or something to the public within the next 30 days for sure. I think it's a really exciting project and going to be the biggest DAO on Terra, definitely at the moment. I can't even name another. Actually, no, I can name another DAO. Apollo DAO is the first that comes to mind.
Yeah.
To
follow up from last week's call, when someone asked if there was going to be ICO, and we know there won't be, but this could be a good way to get some exposure to that outlet. Because what you guys are doing is incredible for the ecosystem. So I think everyone on this call is very excited about what you guys are doing for the ecosystem.
Yeah, I know I am personally very excited to use a product exactly like Outlet. We are pivoting Outlet in such a way where, you know, we are going to be power users as well, like the Outlet team and founders, and are kind of building the dream app for us in a lot of ways. You know, the unique take on consumer protection is something that needs to be addressed in DeFi in order for, you know, crypto to have this really breakout moment. And I think that's important that someone's building something like that. And we have all the infrastructure to build a really good direct deposit account. So why not build that ourselves as well? And now the regulation is kind of changing around on these banking fronts. So I think it's about time that we can do something like this and really, really make something happen. So it's going to be a big shift in the Outlet company and what we're doing. But I'm, again, super excited to give everyone some utility around their Terra wallets. So there's also going to be a direct fork of Terra Station in the Outlet app. So you can import your own wallet or do whatever to kind of start with us or maybe bring some existing, but you can off ramp these funds anytime or use the Outlet card as well with this wallet. So it's going to be exciting for a lot of whales and people who really honestly don't have a lot of ways to off ramp their Terra, especially in America. So,
not that we ever want it to come to that, but it's also if we need to inject that fiat into our LTV, it's going to speed up the process also.
Yeah, right. And I think that's also great, if everyone kind of three threes in a way, so to speak, we can all, really power this decentralized economy together and support one another, right? Through purchasing Luna, using stuff like the Outlet app to even support one another through that whole economy and ecosystem that's happening. But I think Outlet's going to be the most compelling way to access these yields and protocols on Terra, but also be like just the perfect app for the complete novice. And I think we're going to share a lot more of that going forward as time goes on. And you'll see as we kind of continue to build in public and have these different meetings. Next week, we might even share what our app is kind of looking like in our Discord, perhaps with some users and people on this call. So that might be a little bit fun to do. Maybe we'll do that next week. We can share what the app looks like with a Terra Station wallet running on it and everything.
Thanks. Well, this is all really exciting. So thank you again.
No, thank you. That's awesome. All right. Let me, I did invite someone else up here. I think the Texan Trader invited up here. Are you still here?
Yeah. So thanks for hosting. I'm obviously in Texas. And so I was wondering, are the legal obstacles in Texas and other states where it's unavailable, are they such that we can't even make online purchases with Outlet? Or is this more of a residency issue? Do you understand my question? So is it a residency issue so it's not available to us? Or is it a merchant issue so that we wouldn't be able to use it in person in stores?
Well, it's not really a... it's not the second one. I'm sorry, something just came up on my screen, but it's not the second one. it's definitely a residency issue and just being a resident of Texas. Okay. It's really up to them when we can launch in Texas, right? Okay. I think that they are treating some of these crypto companies pretty aggressive at this moment, and it would be foolish for us to just launch there before we see what goes on with some other companies so that we can understand what's really even needed for Texas. Because I think there's still some vagueness for crypto companies like ourselves, as to what states we can launch in and why. So we'll see as things progress. I would love to launch in Texas, and I'm not even just saying that. It sounds like an awesome market, and I would love to have you use Outlet, but at this exact moment, it probably doesn't sound like the right thing to do. If other companies are doing this in Texas, good for them. I think it's inevitable that they're going to get some letters from regulators or whatever it might be. But, maybe I'm wrong, but I doubt it. So all right. Let's see.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I invited some other people up here as well. You guys can feel free to chat if you don't mind.
All right. Well, I'll ask a quick question if I might.
Yeah, sure.
I got everything. I signed up maybe about 3 weeks ago. The last time, I think Wolf Financial had a space with you all on it. And it sounded great. So I went through the whole process. I found my bank on the app, but it says that my bank is not connected. So I can't connect my banking information as of yet. I'm just wondering if there's plans for updates on that. I use PNC.
Gotcha.
And it's for whatever reason not connected. So
Man. I definitely know the issue. So right now our current payment processor, Wire, does have a difficult time connecting with different Plaid services. Uh-huh. We are switching off them entirely in the next month or so, and we'll be on native Terra. This is where we're going to be building. I believe that event was really just focused on, you know, the Anchor integration, Terra, and things like that. And that is going to be happening, like I said, during then probably about a month, month and a half or so. So, you know, that's when, you know, we'll have much smoother verification. You can leave us a, you can message us in the app, and we should be able to verify your account though as well. If you do that.
I tried that and maybe I just didn't go about it right, but whoever I was chatting with said that I could just direct wire money, which obviously with a new platform you've never heard of. And again, I mean, when Gav hosts a space, I mean, you know, I obviously trust what he's putting forward, but at the same time, somebody just tells you to wire money, that, you know, gets a little scary.
right. No, I totally do. Yeah, I totally get it. I also think, have you had trouble with PNC before? There's like a couple of banks that Plaid doesn't really really like to connect with. I'm curious about this.
I honestly haven't. I've been with them a bit and I haven't had issues, but because I mean, I use Binance, like Coinbase. I mean, I use all the trading platforms, different things like that. And yeah, it's always been seamless.
Gotcha.
So on that note, should I just get back in touch with somebody in chat, figure out how to get it verified? Because I'd like to be able to move my money in and out, but wiring doesn't seem like a great option.
No, I agree. Wire is not a great option for everyone. Yeah. It feels like if our support told you that, honestly, I feel like what's going on is so our in-between provider, you could check, you could feel free to Google one.
They mentioned
it's really going
to change. So
I'm glad they're on the same page as me. But basically what's happening is they're blocking the authorization. And I think, you know, that's again just a shame, but
they're just trying to be too protective.
Exactly. You know, we're kind of at their mercy, right? We can use Plaid to send them data, but if they say no to it, you know, it's just going to go nowhere.
Exactly.
And that's kind of the reality. But in the next coming weeks, like I would really check back. Like honestly, maybe join the Discord. I know we're going to be pinging the Discord with important announcements.
Yeah, I'm in the Discord as well.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
I'm just waiting because, I mean, for me right now, I use Coinbase kind of the same way, but, you know, I'll take my paychecks and just transfer them over into Tezos just a stake, but I'm only getting like 4.5%. And if Tezos goes down, you know, then you're at the mercy of that. And then Coinbase is charging fees. So, I mean, I'm anxious to make the switch. I just, you know, obviously I want it to be seamless and it should be seamless.
And
then waiting on debit card, all that too. So that's, I'm really wanting to use y'all instead of my bank, because it, I mean, obviously it just makes more sense and I'm excited for that. So, and I know it takes time to get it built up, so I'm not here like trying to say, oh, this is terrible, it's terrible. It's gonna, you know, it'll happen as it grows, and I'm here waiting for it. So
no, man. Yeah, that's totally awesome. And I'm looking forward to having you on board. It just sounds like WYRE is kind of in between us at this moment. Man, you know, we're going to be good for the the regular direct deposit, ACH stuff, everything we're doing, even taking a quick picture of a check, like cool. Payment origination. Anything you can get on a regular neobank.
Yeah. So when you make the switch to the new platform, then I'll just, you know, you'll go through kind of the same steps. It'll, you know, just to authenticate my banking info, and then it should just work from there. Okay. Perfect. So I'll just keep in the loop, and when that happens, then I'll be in.
No, thank you so much. Yeah. Sorry to disappoint at first, I guess, but we're definitely going to be making some improvements to allow a new infrastructure provider is going to really make a huge difference in our app.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate you answering the questions. Thank you very much.
No, thank you.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man. Hey, I appreciate you bringing me up. Yeah, my original question was regarding Texas residents as well. Since you covered that, let me back up. So I've been a Terra Maxi since September of last year, year prior. I'm fried right now, excuse me. So I've been fortunate enough to be in Terra for a while. This past year, you know, I've had to use crypto.com's card in order to off ramp and realize any gains or take anything IRL. Although I try to keep that minimal. Any of my like UST stable holdings, I just keep them parked on Anchor, and then, you know, I try to get down to like the very last dollar until I need to transfer anything over. Really believe in Terra. Really think that you guys are making a smart play here, focusing on UST. But that being said, do you have any plans for the near future, or maybe farther out, with any other potential stable coins, or is it at this time just UST all the way? That's pretty much the remaining question.
Yeah, that's a great question. I love UST for obvious reasons. But there's another coin or chain slash coin slash token, I guess, actually, that is kind of similar. And it is called Celo. And I'm very excited about Celo generally and working with that crowd and that community. I think a single dollar in CUSD would go very far for Celo, which is their native layer one asset. But right now, obviously, we're really focused on Terra and the lunatics here. But I think what's going on at FaZe will also be a great tool for all decentralized communities that are kind of emerging right now, right? Like, I would definitely say that there will be a video game that has a larger GDP than like one third of all nations at some point in the future. I'm willing to bet that. And I think there's going to need to be a protocol or something giving that new nation a consumer protection tool. And I think FaZe is going to support a lot of these communities going forward, including Terra itself. It's a unique protocol and company and topic. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to share or say? Sorry if I kind of went on tangent there.
Hey, Pat.
No, appreciate it, man.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, what's up?
So, when you guys say Terra, what do you mean? I thought you guys were like all locked into Ethereum. Did I miss something?
So we are kind of making a switch here as a company. Same thing, right? Same type of product. We're just upping the interest rate and using Terra instead of Ethereum to get that yield. Does that make sense, AJ?
Okay. When will the switch fully take hold?
A little bit after our debit cards are out for everyone. That is kind of the next product. So these debit cards are out in the next for everyone, next like week, 2-3 weeks probably. And shortly after that, next like 3 weeks after that, we'll turn on Terra, and you will have a Terra wallet within your outlet account instead of just the kind of this plain Ethereum wallet that just has stable coins. But it'll feel like the same product, just higher yield. And we're kind of just broadcasting that and building in the public now a little bit more.
So will it be Ethereum and Terra, or will it just be Terra?
You can still use the product the way it is like today on Ethereum as well. But you will also, yes, it'll be both. Yes, to answer your question.
Okay. And so we'll be able to choose, like, if we make a transfer, we'll be able to say, I want this to go to Terra and I want this to go to Ethereum?
Yes, you will be able to select what account it goes to, your money.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, AJ. Yeah, does anyone else have anything they'd like to share or ask? I think a couple more people requested. Talk here. Hey, Carlos, I've seen you here for a little bit here. Apologize about that. And then we got Big Daddy as well coming on board.
Hey, Big Daddy and Carlos, how are you doing? Big Daddy, Carlos, how are you guys? I think this is going to be the last guest that we take, as we've been doing this throughout some time now. Cool. How's it going? How's it going, man? Big Daddy, I think that was.
Yeah, not bad. My question is, are there going to be any cash back on the debit cards at all or no?
That is a great question. To start, there will not be. To start, the main utility is just spending your account anywhere and everywhere and using ATMs and getting cash from us. V2, we will have cash back. The cash back will be simple MasterCard cash back rewards that you see on other cards as well.
So will it be a point system or just straight cash back?
It'll be points, but these are like redeemable. It'll be cash back if that's what you want. But basically you can set it to like a couple different things, right? Just like other familiar cards. We'll probably just set it to cash back. That's what our community wants, and not include points at all.
Okay.
But does that kind of make sense? So MasterCard gives you a couple options as to how you can build out points with your card. We're going to talk and think this through with our community, but if that's what everyone wants, just cash back, then that's cool and simple to integrate. But if other people wanted points, et cetera, I don't know. We probably would just do cash back. The more and more I think about it, actually, just be simpler for everyone to understand.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you so much. And we had one more person. All right. Let's just chat with someone else. Mr. Plum. Mr. Plum Discord, I know who this is. Long time outlet user. How's it going, Mr. Plum?
Hey, Pat. I was just curious with the debit card, because I know I've had issues in the past where, like, sometimes, like, say, if you're at a gas pump, somebody, like, got your card and was able to use it. Like, will we be able to, like, switch the card on and off? And then in the event something were to happen, would there be any form of, like, reimbursement process if there was, say, like, a card spending fraud to occur? Because it seems like it happens more and more with like people getting more technically savvy with like blue chip swipers for like especially physical cards in particular. But just
this is a great question, actually. So yes, there will be fraud prevention, so you can do exactly what you mentioned. There will be like an on and off switch for this card. To also spend this card, you will need to have money in your FDIC insured account. So you will not be able to spend crypto directly into it. You need to move this money over. So if someone were to get access to your account in some type of way, or I'm sorry, your their card in some type of way, they couldn't just like swipe like crazy and take your money. Hopefully that kind of answers your question, but it'll have standard neobanking security as well as that added feature for what we're doing, because it's, you know, crypto orientated. So
that sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you. Cool. Well, I think that about does it for today. You know, I know that some of you guys are waiting for the debit cards to launch for everyone. It's been quite some time. But these cards are absolutely coming in the next coming weeks for people. If you do not have a debit card yet, what I would suggest to do is join our Discord, and we will be giving away more debit cards maybe even today or Monday. We'll be giving them away. And essentially with these debit cards comes a shirt as well as some stickers and a nice little swag package from the Outlet team to kind of join our beta program and build with us as we you know, really try to build a movement around powering your lives through stablecoins and mainly USD, which I think a lot of people on this call are really excited for. And if you're not, and you are just a pure outlet user who knows very little about crypto, what I would say is this, is keep using the app the way that it is. And there's nothing too scary or new to worry about.
The main thing that we're doing and reason why we're building on Terra is because there is a great user experience and higher yields on that blockchain specifically. And one of them that I want to talk about really quick, this is like a last statement. Maybe we can have a whole event about this for next week. Actually, no, we'll show a little bit of the app off in Discord next week so we can share a screen. But one of the things I wanted to say about Terra that is awesome as a blockchain is on Ethereum, you pay gas fees strictly in Ethereum. On Terra, On Terra, you can pay gas fees in UST and stablecoins, which makes the outlet account a really seamless experience on top of this blockchain specifically, instead of something like Ethereum, where our users would have to buy Ethereum as well as USDC or other stablecoins to interact. I feel like this is a really good home for Outlet, and I'm glad that the community is embracing us. So if you want to hear more or, you know, join the Outlet card program or, allow us to kind of talk or be your bank, anything about that from Terra to Outlet or investing advice, please do join our Discord and we can chat there. But thank you so much, everyone who came to this event. We're going to be doing these weekly every Friday. Once again, thank you so much. And I'm just going to end it here. But thank you all for joining. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Outlet Finance Community Call recorded on Friday, February 4th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Take advantage of their Terra Luna Intel report on Telegram, which brings you the hottest news and updates on all things Terra each and every day. Find it using the link in the show notes. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. TerraSpaces appreciates the support of all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Watching these debates, like, what a bunch of noise when the illusion of choice outmaneuvers your voices. No one really knows what the fuck is going on here. Sitting in the bunker, waiting for the all clear. It's like we're getting steered towards the motherfucking iceberg. Captain all drunk, deciphering where the ice lurks. And we thought 2020 was gonna be a nice year. Living with the plague, like, who brought the mice here? Try to think of it as another simulation. Game full of bugs, but it's still fun to play. It's like we're aliens, beta testing Earth, digging in the dirt, trying to earn a little girth. The beast is silent when it defeats the riders. Living outside trying to meet this virus. If you wanna watch it all burn from the sky rise, delete the science and increase the righteous. Living like a jerk, return to feed the worms. Vibing like a tree, just breathing out the words. Be careful outside, them police is violent. Feeling like I finally earned some peace and quiet. Nice down and eat a little piece of pie first, trying to be the fat kid you least admire. Feast of fire when the beasts of burden are getting all bored, but at least we're certain we found the imposter living among us, fussing with hunches. Another big chungus bludgeon, don't worry, the fungus will clean up the guts and get us to function on fleeting assumptions. I see through the rust from rush to rush, hour stacked up like a bunch of junk. So hush your muff before we stuff your luck and break your fucking neck into this like bust a bust. Bleeding impulsive, the meeting controls it. When breathing corrosive, no eating the bullshit. Feeling the worth like it's gonna be a good year. Now we're all tired, stop treading on the work here. Spaces.